Best of the Midwest likes to tell you about, we do like to tell you about places to go in the Chicagoland area. Sometimes we go out of state, sometimes we stay very nearby. Today, Stephanie Klett returns. She's the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Okay, well, that's all I'll say. You go ahead. I'm done. My work here is done.
Well, I'm happy to take over because April 19th through the 27th throughout Lake Geneva. So that's all the way around Geneva Lake. So Fontana and the town of Lynn, Williams Bay, and of course, Lake Geneva Lions. We're having our restaurant week. Now it's actually 9 days, and these are the best deals that you're ever going to get in our region on meals. And depending on the restaurant, it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Some do all of the above, and they each kind of do it differently. The chefs want to outdo each other, so they usually create something really unique for this event. And it's just a great place if you an event if you've ever wanted to try a restaurant. And you're like, oh no, maybe that's too expensive, or I don't know if that down home diner is good enough for me. Get in there; they're part of Restaurant Week, and you're gonna love it.
Starting on April 19th, and do they do prefix? Sometimes restaurants will do that for Restaurant Week promotions.
They do. Some and people do it different ways. So there are a lot of them that have a prefix menu, and they'll do a small appetizer, an entree, and then a dessert. And that's kind of half the fun, too, is how are they going to do it? So if you go to visitlakegeneva.com, you'll see the 33 restaurants that are participating. And we're doing chef profiles as well, because some of our chefs are truly world-renowned. We have a place called Sopra right on Main Street, and it reminds me of a restaurant that should be in downtown Chicago. It's super hip and upscale. But the chef Cummings, he was born in Dublin, and then he has been a chef all over the world, including Tokyo, came back to Portland, Chicago, and then created this restaurant in downtown Lake Geneva. So last time I ate at his restaurant for Restaurant Week, I ate Python.
Yeah, I didn't.
And it tastes nothing like chicken. It's chewy.
Yeah. Well, this is, like you said, the opportunity to maybe try something you might not otherwise, or get into a restaurant you would not normally go to. What are some other marquee names, big, small, in between?
Well, okay, so a couple of my favorites are Ristorante Brissago at the Grand Geneva. I think it's one of the best Italian restaurants in the country, and Chef John Gutierrez is from Mexico, and he's got a massive social media following. He's incredible, and he wanted to get out of Mexico and go to an area where he could own a few acres of land. So we are blessed to have him in Lake Geneva. So if you want fine dining at its best, I recommend Ristorante Brissago.
What's the cuisine for that then? Is it?
It's, you know what, their menus, that's a great question, because all of their menus are coming out next week. So if you go to visitlakegeneva.com, you'll see Restaurant Week, and you'll click on all the participating restaurants, then you'll click on Chef Profiles, and then you'll click on all of their different menus.
If I was going to eat at one of the restaurants across the lake, where would I stay? Do people tend to stay in Lake Geneva, eat maybe in Williams Bay, and come back? How do they do that?
You know what? It's really however you want to do it. So on the west end of the lake is a great place in Fontana called the Abbey Resort. And it's the only full-service resort on the water, and it has its own marina. And their restaurant called The Waterfront is part of it, and it's just a super casual place. They also have a more upscale restaurant that's also part of Restaurant Week. So that would be a great location. Dine your way around the lake, and really, you don't have to book in advance because, you know, in April, it's really an off-shoulder season. So you'll be able to get that hotel room at a better rate. You'll be able to get a meal at a better rate, and you can just kind of whatever moves you, you can do. Short-term rental, of course, we have indoor glamping. That's super cool.
You're still doing that?
Yes.
I remember we talked about that at Christmas time.
We did, and it's so cool. And I bring it up because every person I've ever recommended to do the indoor glamping, where you are in the super cool hardwood floors, high ceilings, but you go to bed in your tent, everyone I've sent there has come back and said, thank you, we had a blast.
So I'm sleeping on a cot then inside the tent, inside the old building?
No, it's actually a nice, cushy really great mattress, but it's in a tent, and you have your own little lights inside, and it is so cool.
Talk about other features in the Lake Geneva area, shopping and activities, hiking, whatever.
Oh, absolutely. That's year-round. Of course, we're famous for the Lakeshore Path, 26 miles, and you're going to need it after Restaurant Week and all of that food. And I do want to say, when you are at Restaurant Week, when they give you your bill, we have this thing called the charity check. So on the bill, you'll also receive the name of all of these charities that are so great in our area. And you can read about them and then vote for your favorite. And four of those charities will win $2,500 each, thanks to our friends at Tito's. And so $10,000 will be awarded to these great charities while you get to go out and try some fabulous restaurants.
So you could make it a three-day weekend. You could go midweek. I mean, do people in the Chicago area go up for the day and come back? How do they use that?
You know what? That's a great question because it's a little bit of both. We track where people come from. And one year, I think it was 17 countries. We're like represented during Restaurant Week and 30 states. So it's really neat. The world is there. And of course, we get a lot of Chicagoans and a lot of folks from the Rockford, Illinois area as well. So you can come up for the day. You can come up for 3 days, come up for the week. Me and my team at Visit Lake Geneva, we literally eat out every day for 9 days.
Is that why you took the job?
And I have the figure to prove it.
33 restaurants, right?
Yes, 33 restaurants. And we also do this cool thing called sips and snacks. So if you don't want a big meal, but you want a little snack, whether it's going to Lake Geneva Country Meats, which is this great butcher shop, they'll do a charcuterie board for you or a coffee shop with a little coffee and muffin. It's a great place to just get that little snack. And I highly recommend the Lake Geneva Pie Company, because for $5, you're going to get the biggest piece of a fruit pie, freshly made that day, and it's delicious.
I love me some apple pie. Just a good old-fashioned apple pie.
You're a simple man.
I am, with simple tastes. And that's why I ain't eating no python, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it was delicious.
But Italian, steak, Chinese.
Everything. I mean, truly, it's everything. It's Italian food, and we've got some great breakfast place, like Egg Harbor Cafe. Simple is a restaurant that's also in downtown Lake Geneva, and they get everything organic and local farm to table. So it really is whatever you're in the mood for, we've got it.
Do people do B&Bs? You talk about the lodges and resorts, but what about individual properties?
You know what? They do. And that's a neat part of our area is that we've got the big resorts. We've got the motels, hotels, Holiday Inns, although we don't actually have a Holiday Inn. But we do have bed and breakfasts and inns. And again, the short-term rentals that are so eclectic. You know, if you want a swimming pool, you can get a short-term rental with that. So it's just really a matter of taste.
If I want to stay on the water, where do I stay?
I would recommend two places if you want to be on the water, and one is the Abbey Resort in Fontana, and the other is the Geneva Inn, which is a 34-room boutique hotel with a towering view of the lake. When I had friends stay there last summer, and my friend has an apartment in Rome, Italy, he said the view from the Geneva Inn, he felt like he was in Lake Como, Italy.
I was just going to say, that sounds like that.
It's just beautiful. So those are two great waterfront properties.
Now, this isn't a summertime we're going up. We're going to go up in April if we're going up for Restaurant Week. And it might be a light jacket as you walk around the lake. Who knows what the weather's going to be like?
We never know.
And what else can I do? Are the golf courses open in April?
They sure are. And we are known for golf. And I know you're a golfer. So some of the toughest courses you're going to find are at the Grand Geneva Resort. So they have the Highlands, which is a Scottish link style course. But then they have the golf course they're most famous for called The Brute. And it is stunning and it is brutal. So that's one of my favorites if you're a big time, like a competitive golfer. But we also have places in Fontana, Abbey Springs. And that's also got beautiful views of the lake. And if you want to step away from golfing, and I know I've brought this up to you before, but I'm just so high on this, do something really unusual and go to Yerkes Observatory. Take a tour there, and you will see the world's largest refracting telescopes. If you have the opportunity to look through it, you're going to see Saturn or Mars, and it is one of the coolest things I think you can do in the Midwest.
How about that? Okay, so Restaurant Week now starts April 19th through the 27th, the 9 days in April. It's at Lake Geneva. If I go to Lake Geneva, what's the website for me to go to again?
VisitLakeGeneva.com.
VisitLakeGeneva.com. And then would I make the restaurant, talk to me about reservations real quick, though.
You bet. In the summer, reservations are a great idea, but in our shoulder seasons, most of our restaurants won't take them. However, if you do a couple of the upscale places, I would recommend calling in advance just to be safe. But otherwise, with Restaurant Week, it really is that April, 19th through the 27th, you can walk right on in.
Boy, doesn't that sound like fun? I think a lot of us could use a getaway, February, March, you're still kind of dragging your heels in winter. And right across the line is Lake Geneva, and it sounds like such an oasis there.
It is. And, have a big meal and then pamper yourself because it is a transition time. Go to a spa. Get in a salt room, have a massage, have a facial, have a pedicure. And now we know that men like it. The studies show us almost as much as women do. So I love that.
What do men like as much as women?
Going to a spa.
Really?
Yes.
And getting the massage or the pedicure or whatever?
Yep, absolutely.
That does sound kind of good.
Well, right now, doesn't a back rub and just sit in a salt room and breathe in that good salt?
Stephanie Collette is the president and CEO.
I'm making the sale, but he's not buying.
Oh, no, I am. Trust me, I wouldn't say this on the radio, but I've had a pedicure before. And it's a very nice thing.
So's my husband.
I know. And I won't do a manicure because I'm not sufficiently confident in my masculinity that I will do a manicure, but a pedicure feels good, and
it
your little tootsies
so
look so much better if you're wearing a sandal,
Yeah, it does, and then they get all the dead skin off.
Yeah. Stephanie Collette, president and CEO and life coach from Visit Lake Geneva, visitlakegeneva.com. It starts on the 19th. Make your hotel reservations or lodging reservations now.
Absolutely. And if again, visitlakegeneva.com, and you'll see every kind of place you can stay.
That's our best of the Midwest. Stephanie, it's always a pleasure to see you.
As you